Hello, and welcome to Friends for Life, a podcast of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's National Mission. We're here to come alongside you as we journey through life under the cross. What does it look like to care for our neighbors in body and soul? How do we tend to our own body and soul? How can we speak up for life? And finally, how do we share the faith with the next generation? Join us as we have these conversations and learn together. We hope you'll stick around and be our friends for life.
All right. Hello, everybody. My name's Sam Freeman. I am here with Miss Latoya. She was just kind of wandering around in the booth and she kind of asked, hey, what you got going on here? And then we were just like, hey, we got a podcast. Would you like to come speak on it? So, Miss Latoya, is this your first gathering?
This is my first gathering.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. Awesome. What were your last night was the opening event. How was that for you?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was awesome to walk into that Superdome to see all of those young people that are on fire for God.
Yes.
It's awesome.
It's pretty incredible. Yeah. We were in there last night, and this is my third gathering, but I just feel like every single year it just gets bigger and bigger, and the kids just get more and more rowdy, which is good because they're rowdy for Jesus.
Yes.
I mean, praise God. But it's just like, wow, these kids are... Like you said, they're on fire.
So on fire.
It's awesome. So, Miss Latoya, what do you do?
I am an obstetrician gynecologist.
Okay. Can you walk me through what that is? I mean, I'm sure most people know that are going to be listening, but, you know, what does your day-to-day look like? What do you do on a daily basis?
So, on a daily basis, this profession allows me to do many things.
Yep.
So, I sometimes see patients in office. I sometimes am in the operating room performing surgeries, whether that be cesarean deliveries or hysterectomies, or I'm doing procedures in the office. So my day varies every single day, and there's no day that's the same.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool. How has that kind of shaped you into the view that you have on life? Has that made you value life more? I mean, how does it make you feel?
So... growing up, I thought I wanted to be a neonatologist, which is a physician that takes care of babies, very premature babies. I got the opportunity to actually do my first delivery at age 19.
Wow.
And from that moment on, I was hooked. And I was like, all right, Lord, is this where I'm supposed to be? And every door that he set before me was open and my path was clear.
Yeah.
And so I value life and I love being able to share what I do with young women.
Yes.
To empower them to make good choices. So every day when I go to work, it is like, this is what God says I'm supposed to do. And I love what I do and I love being a blessing to those who cross my path.
That's awesome. That's incredible. I just can't imagine how did it make you feel at 19? I'm 23, you know, so I'm kind of a spring chick. I can't even imagine. And that, again, that's not my forte at all. I'm not a medical professional. So did you know, I mean, I know you said neonatal and then after you did it, you were hooked. What were your feelings like going into that first kind of operation?
So delivery? My first delivery, it was like, wow. You know, when you think about people who go to see the doctor, they're sick or, you know, there's something wrong and they need treatment for. And if you think about it, as people get older, you're thinking about what's going to happen to me.
Right.
But delivering babies is at the beginning of life.
Yeah.
It is God breathed. And in my mind, it's like witnessing a miracle every single time I do a delivery. It is amazing. And I know God's presence is there because he's the only person that can take something that breathes water to breathing air.
Yeah.
Instantaneous.
It's incredible.
Instantaneous. And it is like, people are like, I don't know. I haven't seen any miracles. And I'm like, I see them all the time.
Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Wow. That's just incredible. So how long have you been a Lutheran? What's your history there?
So my history there is I actually grew up in a Baptist church.
Okay.
And I had been a Baptist my entire life. I went off to college and my pastor encouraged me to find a church home. Yep. So then I just found a non-denominational because it just seemed easier.
Yep.
And then I went through residency, got married, started having kids, and a friend invited me to her church. And she said, hey, we need a community choir I'm starting, and you love to sing, and your kids love to sing, so why don't you guys come and join?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, do I have to be a member? She was like, no, it's a community choir. I said, okay, let's check it out.
Yeah.
And gradually, that's how I became a Lutheran. Like, I joined the church. My husband joined the church. We raised our kids in the church, and we've been going ever since.
Wow. That's awesome. That's super cool. I personally grew up Lutheran, but I have a lot of my friends that either went to the Baptist church or, you know, all these different, you know, denominations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always kind of neat to see how they overlap, but also differ a little bit.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're all on the same team.
Yep. All the same team.
But it's really cool when you get to come to something like this and it's like, hey, we all believe X, Y, and Z because we're all preaching from the same liturgy. Yes. And seeing all these youth, like you said earlier, it's just like, wow, this is awesome. This is super cool.
It is.
So I've got some questions here. As an OBGYN, what do you think it means to be pro-life?
So I think that my job is to meet with young women,
mm-hmm,
and make sure they're equipped with all the information so that they don't have to make that choice.
Yeah.
Because I believe every child is a blessing from God.
Yep.
Now, whether you're blessed at a young age or an older age, when you're ready or not ready, you know, I still believe that it's a blessing.
Yeah.
And so then my goal is to equip them so that they can be ready.
Yeah.
When the time comes.
Yeah. Is it? It's kind of a tough balance. Do you let your faith come into contact with your work? Or
yes, most definitely.
Okay.
I feel like, you know how when you say, God, well, what is my gift?
Mm-hmm.
Being a physician is my gift.
Yep.
And I let everyone know that I am a Christian believer.
Yes.
And if you ask me what I believe about life and taking a life or giving a life,
yeah,
I'm always going to say, choose life. Choose that baby's life, because yeah, that was a blessing. There's so many women that I run into who can't have babies.
Yeah.
They would love to be in your shoes. And so even if you're not ready, there's somebody else that you can be a blessing to,
yeah,
to allow them to raise that baby that you just may not be ready for.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I can't thank you enough for communicating that to those women. And I can't imagine it. You know, I'm obviously not a woman, so I don't know 100% what it's like. This is something that I care about, you know, very much. That's why I'm here talking,
yeah,
to our participants. So it's really, really good to hear an adult leader like yourself who is in the field that she is in and just communicating the word of God. Discreetly, indiscreetly?
Not discreetly at all.
Good.
You know, one of the things when I first started, it was very hard at first to introduce God.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, but I've been practicing now for 20 years and I don't leave him out ever.
That's awesome.
I pray before every surgery with and without patients, but I involve them. That's a big thing because I want them to know I don't do this job on my own accord.
Yeah.
It is with God that I am successful. It is with God that these hands rest,
yeah,
so that they know I don't have to worry because it's not her, it's God directing her.
Right, right. That's awesome.
You know, I came over and I saw the babies here,
yep,
and that's what grabbed my attention,
yep,
on the table.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why they got babies over? What are they doing?
Yep.
But it is nice to see a young person on fire for spreading God's word about life.
Yes.
So that's why I stopped.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
So you continue doing what you're doing because even though you're not a woman, your message will get to your friends.
Yes.
And their sisters and their cousins and everybody else that you can touch in that way so that they know, hey, this is life.
Yeah.
It's important.
It's important stuff. We appreciate you having you on the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's been awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
For joining us, Friends for Life is a podcast that discusses the life God has given and the people He has called you to serve, right where you are, in God's mission.